to the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. RBN is conducting a pledge drive, and I hope that you will consider giving, making a donation to that pledge drive. And you can do that by going to republicbroadcasting.org or by calling 800-724-2719. Our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. His websites are naturalclimatechange.us, waterwatchalliance.us, and 911nwo.com. We had some bonus time in the last hour. We didn't have as many breaks as we generally do. So anyway, I think we're back on target for those breaks. But welcome back. And we were talking about the Synagogue of Satan and Kabbalism and the Talmud, which is a multi-volume book that is just a continuing kind of a thing. I mean, it's some of the things in the Talmud are, I mean, they're terrible, terrible, terrible.
Yeah, it you know, for a quote-unquote religious document, this is more like permission to commit any and every crime against non-Jews, who they call Goyim.
And against their own children.
And against their own children. Yeah, there's a very, very dark side to the Kabbalistic form of Judaism. Let me just finish Schneblin's final point. I said, first one, the essential underlying philosophy of Freemasonry is Kabbalism and Gnosticism. Two, Kabbalism is a system of Jewish mysticism and magic and is the foundational element in modern witchcraft. Three, Gnosticism is an ancient anti-Christian heresy best summarized by the statement, one is saved by acquiring secret unknown knowledge. The Greek word for gnosis is that. And then last, all mystery religions, including witchcraft and masonry, are perforce Gnostic in character. So I think it's now possible to understand the plan. We see it in the writings of the Illuminati in 1776. We see it in the protocols of the Elders of Zion. We see it in 1905, supposedly, and then we see it in the Marx Communist Manifesto. I mean, there's just so many versions of this plan to take down nation states, monarchies, the family, and most importantly, religions and private property to usher in this new kingdom of this very small power elite. And here's a statement by John Coleman, who I've got all his books, I think. He's the ex-MI6 officer and also PhD in political science. He's written a book on the Committee of 300, the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations, the Club of Rome, the Illuminati, the Freemasons, you name it. And he says, the motivating force, the reason for the one-world conspiracy, such as we see in its visible elements, the Club of Rome, the Mont Pelerin Society, the Cini Foundation, the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission, the Royal Society for International Affairs, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Aquarians, is the destruction of Christian religion first, followed by other religions, particularly the Muslim religion, and an end to industrial growth, destruction of technology, and a return to feudalism and the new Dark Ages, coupled with a huge reduction in population that their plans require, because the millions of, quote, useless eaters will no longer be needed in a post-industrial society. So, obviously, this is a huge plan with almost countless fronts. We can get bogged down in looking at any one of the fronts. You know, let's look at the Club of Rome and blame it on them. Let's look at the Tavistock Institute and blame it on them. Well, indeed, there's a lot to blame on those two. But let's look at the Council on Foreign Relations. Let's look at the Royal Institute for International Affairs. All of these are, well, as Benjamin Disraeli said, in the 19th century, said all the secret societies are headed by Jews.
Absolutely. All right, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors, so stay tuned. Be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call us today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call today, 888-639-2621.
Welcome back. We're back a minute earlier, but that's okay. I just see this as bonus time. Okay, you were talking about Disraeli, and he's a fellow. He wrote Coningsby, which basically has one of his characters in that novel admit that the Jews do run the world and that they are behind the curtain of every organization.
Right. Yeah, and of course, this gets into complex territory because, you know, there's lots of different biblical interpretations of what's going on. But I got a lot out of an article written by a woman named Barbara Aho, a three-part article called Mystery Babylon the Great, Catholic or Jewish. And she really seems to know a lot about it. Here's what she says. The synagogue of Satan are an occult power elite which, having rejected Jesus Christ as the Messiah of Israel, conspire to substitute another Messiah made in the image of their master, Satan, and to establish a world kingdom under Satan. The synagogue of Satan claims Jewish descent, but does not fit God's definition of a Jew, either in the Old Testament or the New. The synagogue of Satan have contempt not only for Jesus Christ, his church, and the Gentile masses, but for the Jewish remnant, quote-unquote, who are Torah-observant and anti-Zionist, and are therefore awaiting the kingdom of Israel to be restored when the Messiah appears, and not before. As well, the synagogue of Satan have conspired to eliminate all people, whether Jew or Gentile, who stand in the way of their worldwide kingdom. So this, I think the problem is, of course, you know, we say, well, the Jews did it. Well, it wasn't the Jews, it was a faction within. And many of whom are not Jews, but those who call themselves Jews but are not Jews but of the synagogue of Satan, as Jesus said. Then she goes on, to this end, they have developed a staggering number of fronts, we've seen that, as well as the capacity to create blinds and diversions to obscure the fact that they are Kabbalist Jews with an Antichrist agenda. Through the centuries, the synagogue of Satan, and we're talking about a century, a millennia-long program here, through the centuries, the synagogue of Satan have, by means of false identities, infiltrated Gentile institutions. And this is absolutely so true. There's countless examples of this infiltration. It's kind of the Trojan horse thing. That's what the Tavistock Institute has done brilliantly, and the Frankfurt School, and the cultural Marxism of Antonio Gramsci, the Jew out of Italy. By means of false identities, infiltrate Gentile institutions where they act as agent provocateurs, undercover agents such as Benjamin Disraeli, Colonel House, Henry Kissinger, Harry Hopkins of the Lend-Lease that gave Soviet Union in 1945, all our nuclear secrets, and Harry Dexter White, who shows up out of nowhere and, you know, is instrumental in forming the Bretton Woods IMF and World Bank economic structure in 1946. I'm sorry.
And even Morgenthau.
Morgenthau. There's so many examples. Once you start looking at these Asian provocateurs, who are, of course, Illuminati agents, then you understand what's going on. I'll finish the sentence. Undercover agents who provoke violence and beget scandals, which are used to bring reproach upon Jesus Christ and his church. So what I'm coming to, Deanna, is, you know, our two best defenses, perhaps, are number one, to educate ourselves and each other, and number two, or maybe it's the reverse order, number two, be good Christians, because it's an attack on the fundamental moral basis of Christian society, which I think has produced, Western civilization as we know it, with the, you know, fantastic art, architecture, literature, philosophy, science, opera. You know, I'm pretty proud of Western civilization, I think. And so if we want to maintain Western civilization, individually we need to find its underpinnings, which I think is the New Testament, the merciful, forgiving, loving God of Christ, as opposed to the often vengeful, spiteful, violent God of the Old Testament. He's a real mixed character. But anyway, the New Testament, Abba of Jesus Christ, then provides the underpinnings for, I think, our kindest and most productive and most the best possible life on this planet.
Yes, I agree. Doctor, you mentioned architecture. Speaking of which, one of our listeners, Joe, said, what about the statue of Anubis? And he's talking about the things at the Denver airport, the statue of the Blue Horse and the Masonic Apocalypse murals at that Denver airport. And I've been there, and they're very interesting. And he says, what about the reports of the large underground complex at that airport? It's the architecture there is very weird from the whole structure, you know, on down.
Yeah, well, of course, those with the money can build the big buildings. And, you know, we know that the Rothschilds control the central banks to all the nations, except for maybe two or three, which happen to coincide with the axis of evil, such as Iran and North Korea now. Iraq, of course, has a Rothschild-controlled central bank since we invaded it. So the Rothschilds are said to be worth somewhere between $100 trillion and $400 trillion. These are the king of the Jews, as your guest, Mr. Pat Riot said, which I think is an anagram for patriot. So it's probably not
his
real name.
Yes, I agree.
But anyway, these are the king of the Jews in a secular world order, which would be the Illuminati-based world order, because, of course, the Rothschilds go back to the inception of the Illuminati. And so they've got the money to build the big buildings, and their vision is not Christian. So we can expect those kinds of things. I don't know. I've heard reports of 7 or 8 underground stories. I've heard reports that the CIA is moving to Colorado. Yippee. I don't know. You know, you read a lot, and I think there is a increasingly blatant overtone in all of our media and our institutions of this coming new world order. I think that, you know, the Rockefellers have spent a lot of money the Rothschilds spent a lot of money on the new international court in Jerusalem, and of course they want to bring back a temple, and all it looks like a biblical scripting. I mean, it looked like they're following the script of the Bible right towards, Armageddon. I don't know. I don't know about that stuff. I mean, I'm envious now of the people that I know who are better grounded in all of Scripture than I am, because there is a lot of very important information in there in terms of what's happening here.
Yes, and you have to ask yourself, is this a false millennium that they are attempting
right.
to set up?
Yes. Are they using that as a script, or is God's will being played out by you know, even the powers of darkness. Well, I can't say. I mean, this is people will have their opinions, and it's beyond me. I don't know.
Yes.
But certainly, you know, the CIA and their mind control experiments and the other intelligence agencies, it's not just the CIA, use biblical scripts as well as Wizard of Oz and, you know, other popular stories. And their favorite is biblical scripts. So they will take terms from the Bible in their mind control experiments and programs.
Right.
But I think in terms of symbology, it's very interesting to look at the symbol of the Ouroboros, the snake. I don't know if you read that part in my papers here, but I go into a long thing about that. That's included in the symbol of the Theosophical Society, along with the swastika and the Star of David. You can get a lot out of trying to understand these symbols, and this is a new subject for me completely. But the symbolic snake, apparently, you know, of course, it could be also be considered to be Lucifer.
Right, and then you also have that intertwined in the symbol for allopathic medicine.
Yeah, that could be.
Which is kind of interesting.
It's the serpent biting its own tail and making a big
oh,
big
right,
serpent.
That one, okay.
And it's the logo of the Theosophical Society. And kind of one of the meanings is look for the end in the beginning, back to the future, go back to the Garden of Eden, and then back to the creation. I don't know what all these things mean in terms of, you know, the grand plan, but I do know that they have a grand plan, and they write about it, and it's up to us to try to defend ourselves against this. I mean, you know, all these years we were told the Russians are the enemy. You know, that when you and I were growing up, you know, they were just about like beasts and very much to be afraid of. Now we learn, or I learn anyway, that, you know, through the diaries of Colonel Jordan, who was shipping nuclear materials to the Soviet Union in 1945, that the U.S. Created our enemy, created our monster that we were afraid of for the next, what, 70 years, whatever, well, up until 1990, and
I mean,
70 years if you go back to the Russian
World
Revolution.
War I.
Yeah, it goes back to World War I. And all of this is a hoax. I mean, frauds are us. All of this is done through hoaxes and fraud. And there's a very interesting book there, if someone has the stomach for it, to go through and find out these gigantic frauds that become then our touchstone for reality. Because this was the organizing principle of U.S. foreign policy between 1945 and 1990, Soviet threat. Pardon?
Which book are you, the title
well,
of
I'm,
which
Well, there's many books that talk about this.
Oh, okay.
The organizing principle of our foreign policy, okay, the first world is the free countries, quote-unquote, the second world is the communist country. Okay, the division of the world into these three worlds. You know, third world, of course, is the poor, unaligned country. Well, this is all a setup. I mean, this was concocted by the ruling elite in order so that the United States and Russia could then exploit their empires, and then national security then would be the excuse for any and all crimes. Now, all of the crimes of the CIA in other third world countries, you know, assassinations, overthrowing countries, all of the mind control experiments in this country against thousands of unwitting Americans, many of whom were killed, all of this is top secret under national security. National security was a fraud because they set up the Soviet Union. They set up the enemy, and they made sure the enemy was dangerous, well, or appeared to be dangerous. Well, this is a fraud. And so now you see through the fraud, it's like, you know, the Wizard of Oz pulling the curtain back. And you see the guys at the top who are playing these games with it. Well, these guys.
Doctor, hold that thought. We do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. His websites are naturalclimatechange.us, waterwatchalliance.us, and 911nwo.com. And you were talking about third world countries. And my opinion is that they evolve as a result of the seizure of resources by the elite. I mean, if you look at, for instance, the Philippines were self-sustaining and were just fine. And in fact, the president at the time of the invasion of the Philippines by the U.S., James McKinley, didn't even know where the Philippines were. He had to look it up on a map. And the first thing they did when the U.S. invaded was to create a survey of all of their assets, the natural resources, including mining and farming and all this stuff. And this was developed by the State Department. So, I mean, when you're talking about third world countries, you know, how did they come about? When you look at Haiti, I mean, all these countries had natural resources.
System is an extension of the colonial system. I mean, want to keep some countries in a colonial status where we have access to the free or cheap resources and labor, and make sure that the resources and the wealth of those countries do not benefit them, but benefit the first world or second world country. Yeah, so this is the colonial model. It was extended after World War II with, you know, the Bretton Woods Agreement and the formation of the IMF and the World Bank. And there was this great optimism that all these countries were going to get their freedom because many, in fact, British colonies did, quote-unquote, become free. But they were not able to use their own wealth for their own people. Even so, most of the third world countries have, you know, undergone a succession of coups and assassinations and revolutions and genocides orchestrated by the, you know, the MI6, CIA, et cetera, in order to keep their colonial status. So, yeah, this is a very brutal system. And what we've been told about who our enemies are, it was my point, not who our enemies are. We're always constantly diverted and kept in a state of fear by this or that, you know, new Hitler, like Saddam Hussein was supposed to be a new Hitler. Well, Saddam Hussein just wanted to use some of the oil wealth in Iraq to help the Iraqis. And, in fact, they had developed virtually a first-world country status because of that wealth, so they had to be bombed back to the Stone Age in the 1991 war so that he would not become a strategic threat to Israel, which, of course, is with Britain and the United States running the world. That's the real power center, and of course it seems that British interests have evolved and merged with the interests of the Zionists and Israel and the Rothschilds for well over 100 years. So it's almost impossible to tell the one from the other because they operate together. Now I'm told in one of the articles in my article that Princess Diana was a Rothschild, which would of course mean that the upcoming King of England, Prince William, now perhaps in the future King William, would be a Rothschild. Then you'd have a perfect scenario for a, you know, political King of the Jews or whatever.
Right. But now, which section, which part are you?
I could find it for you, but I don't right now. It might take a minute.
Okay. I'll just search.
Yeah, well, it's in there. If I could, Diana, go back a little bit to the, you know, looking at the big picture, going to the symbol.
Sure.
Of the Ouroboros, which Professor Nilus, he's the guy who printed and exposed the Protocols of Zion back in 1905. And, of course, the claim has been from many, especially Jews, of course, that this is a forgery. But, in fact, it is so similar to the Illuminati documents and many of the documents through the through history, like the Marx Communist Manifesto, that it's hard to believe that... And it is a blueprint for what's happened. Anyway, so Nihlus puts some importance on this symbol. Okay, let me digress. A New Age writer Tim Robbins stated, when I talk about Back to the Future, the snake eating its own tail as an image of what's going on. Tim Robbins stated, our purpose is to return to Eden, make friends with the snake, Satan, and set up our computers among the wild apple trees. Okay, we could maybe you look at that as a metaphor for all these national heritage areas and the Wildlands Project. In other words, we're going to clear off the people, we're going to set up our computers among the wild apple trees, and then that'll be our new Eden, I guess. New Agers are not happy with the plan of salvation that God ordained. These Gnostics believe that they are God, and they have devised an alternate plan to fulfill Bible prophecy. And here's what he says about the snake. It is fitting that the Ouroboros was, this is the Nihlus again, it is fitting that the Ouroboros was originally a symbol of ancient Greece, the first stage of the European conquest by the elders of Zion. The second stage in the circular route of the symbolic snake was the conquest of Rome in the first century BC, which corroborates other evidence that the Zionists established themselves in Rome centuries in advance of the creation of the Roman Catholic Church. Spain in 1550 was a stronghold of the Alumbrados, and France in 1790, of course, that was the French Revolution era, was in the throes of the French Revolution. Britain, Germany, and Russia virtually completed the circular path of the symbolic serpent in Europe, which was devoured by the end of the 20th century. Protocol 3 begins with the announcement, today I may tell you that our goal is now only a few steps off. There remains but a small space to cross of the long path we have trodden before the cycle of the symbolic snake, by which we symbolize our people, will be completed. So he gives dates.
All right, hold that thought, Doctor. We do have to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom, and his websites are naturalclimatechange.us, waterwatchalliance.us, and 911nwo.com. Okay, we were talking about...
The snake. Ouroboros, the symbolic snake of Judaism.
Yes.
Should I continue with what Nyla says about this? Because I think it's very interesting. It gives us a totally, you know, long-term view of history. We have to understand that if you look at the Talmud and the Zohar in the literature, which I guess the Jews regard as of equal or even superior importance to the Torah, which is, the root of the Old Testament, we have to understand that in those books, it makes the very clear picture that only Jews are people, and only Jews matter, and Gentiles or Goyim are beasts and cattle and even insects, and you can commit any crime against them. So they would only view history. This would be the really chauvinistic Jews, and I know a lot of nice Jews, so I don't count all Jews in this at all. But these people seem to, the Pharisees, for instance, seem to be an example of this elitist group that wants to kind of work its will on the majority, not only of Jews but everybody else. So these people would look at only Jews matter, and history then is really Jewish history. All other history doesn't matter. So the Christian history that you and I might have studied, that's of no consequence to them. So in the large view of the symbolic snake, then, of Judaism, it talks about Protocol 3 in his epilogue in the 1905 edition of the Protocols. Nihilus gives the following interesting account of this symbol. According to the records of secret Jewish Zionism, Solomon and other Jewish learned men already in 929 B.C., thought out a scheme in theory for a peaceful conquest of the whole universe by Zion. Professor Nihilus seems to be referring to the 8th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, to whom God gave visions of the temple where the Jewish elders conducted idolatrous rites sanctioned by Solomon, who promoted the worship of Astarte or Diana. Okay, so history developed. This scheme was worked out in detail and completed by men who were subsequently initiated in this question. Okay, again, occult, elite, secret knowledge. These learned men decided by peaceful means to conquer the world for Zion with the slyness of the symbolic snake, whose head was to represent those who have been initiated into the plans of the Jewish administration, and the body of the snake to represent the Jewish people. Again, everybody else doesn't matter. The administration was always kept secret, even from the Jewish nation itself, as this snake penetrated into the hearts of the nations, which it encountered and undermined and devoured all the non-Jewish power of these states. Now, of course, we know that there have been various pogroms in the last 2,000 years, and that, quote, the Jews have been expelled from as many as 97 countries. So there's a reason for this, because as they are dispersed and their mission is to maintain their separateness and to take those countries down and destroy them from within by infiltration and sabotage, well, some countries didn't like that, so they expelled them. So they haven't had a 100% successful track record, and this gives me some hope. It is foretold that the snake has still to finish its work, strictly adhering to the design plan until the course which it has to run, is closed by the return of its head to Zion, and until by this means the snake has completed its round of Europe and has encircled it, and until by dint of enchaining Europe, it has encompassed the whole world. This it is to accomplish by using every endeavor to subdue the other countries by an economical conquest. Well, we certainly see that with the meltdowns of the economies of Europe. The return of the head of the snake to Zion can only be accomplished after the power of all the sovereign of Europe has been laid low, that is to say, when by means of economic crises and wholesale destruction effected everywhere, there shall have been brought about a spiritual demoralization and a moral corruption, chiefly with the assistance of Jewish women masquerading as French, Italians, etc. These are the surest spreaders of licentiousness into the lives of the leading men at the heads of the nations. And then this next paragraph, I think, is very important. A map of the course of the symbolic snake is shown as follows. Its first stage in Europe was 429 B.C. in Greece, where about the time of Pericles, the snake first started eating into the power of that country. Second stage was in Rome in the time of Augustus, about 69 B.C. Third stage in Madrid at the time of Charles V in A.D. 1552. The fourth in Paris, about 1790, in the time of Louis XVI. The fifth in London from 1814 onwards, after the downfall of Napoleon. The sixth in Berlin in 1871, after the Franco-Prussian War. The seventh in St. Petersburg, over which is drawn the head of the snake under the date of 1881. Of course, the Bolshevik Revolution was conducted, the communist revolution, which was, as we know now, certainly orchestrated and carried out by this Jewish contingent. The snake is now being drawn through the Americas, and in the United States of America, it is partially identified as the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. So there's the long view, and now we know what the problem is. If that's true, and of course a lot of people would ridicule that and say it's very anti-Semitic, I think we have to stick with trying to find the truth wherever it lies, and in order to protect ourselves, we need to know who the real enemy is.
I agree with you. You said that you had hope, in as much as you have identified the enemy. How do you see this hope being coming to fruition here in this country?
Well, of course, you know, the Bible is the New Testament. Jesus comes to destroy the works of Satan, the devil. He casts out demons. So if you believe in that, you know, the merciful God of Christ, you believe by definition that Christ has already defeated the works of the devil. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not happening. And in fact, it would appear that those activities are you know, marshaling for a showdown. But if you believe, if you are a believer in the basic Christian doctrine, you know, you know, okay, there might be tough times, but Christ and God prevail, and Satan and his minions do not. My hope, I guess, is there. I you know, intellectually, I'm not, I don't know, but emotionally and spiritually, I feel, I guess that is my optimism. That's my faith. That's
sure.
That's my belief, and it's fairly strong, even though I, you know, was, you know, have had a circuitous spiritual path. This is what I've arrived at, and I think the power of Christ's forgiveness, Christ's power in the world, will somehow. Well, Father Richard Rohr, a Franciscan priest, has a great set of 10 talks called "The New Great Themes of Scripture," which a friend of mine sent me when I sent him this series of articles to try to help me, you know, keep my balance. And I took notes as I was driving down the road. One of them was, there is nothing in the world that God cannot transform for the better. In other words, all the evil that does occur in the world, like the book of Job, somehow God permits that. And somehow God has the power to transform it. And so while you and I can try to understand what's going on and, you know, do our best, I think we should do our best to resist the powers of evil. I think
sure.
that's our job. I think that's our job. But at the same time, there are forces much larger than you and I at play. You and I don't claim to be gods. We don't want to be gods if we have a Christian worldview. We believe there is a God, and Jesus is his son, or manifestation of that God. So anyway, I do believe that the forces of good will triumph. I do believe that the forces of evil will go down. Maybe it's just because I watch Walt Disney shows. I don't know what it is, but I have that strong sense. I assume
right.
you also have that?
I am of the opinion, and of course I do believe in God, but I think that there are too many people. I'm not saying that you're among this group, but there are too many people who think that, oh, we don't have to do anything about this. We can just sit back and just assume that everything will come out all right in the end because God will intervene. So I'm not that kind of a person, and you're not that kind of a person, or you wouldn't be writing these articles. I believe that God helps those who help themselves, and I believe that we need to become better educated about who our enemy is. Now, I know that during the 1930s, I believe it was during the 1930s, that Father Coughlin was presenting a lot of information about the communist threat, and the Catholic Church, the local authority over him, approached him and said, you've got to stop talking about this. So I think that while the churches can be very influential and promote faith, I think that the churches need to wake up and actually point out the enemy. But, of course, they cannot do this because of the tax laws in this country implemented in 1965 by Lyndon Johnson, which basically silenced the churches from talking about political things, which is a terrible thing. I mean, they are all currently corporations which cannot talk about these kinds of things because the entire government is a corporation, and so they are, you know, a part of the network of the government corporation.
I agree totally with what you're saying. This friend of mine who is a high school buddy who's always been a strong Catholic told me the image one time of imagine a very foggy day. You're out on a lake fishing, and all of a sudden the fog lifts, and you thought you were by yourself, and then you see how many other people are fishing. Let's hope that there's a lot of people out there trying to do what they can, such as yourself and myself. And you and I maybe can't see that right now, but let's hope that the there are enough people who are trying to, you know, represent the the positive and resist the evil forces that we see, it will turn out for the best. I don't have no crystal ball, but
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I agree with everything you say. I think the odds are stacked well against us in those senses, in the sense of money and power. But I also believe, and based on my travels around the world, that most people are basically good-hearted. And when I, kind of look around America, I see most people, kind of have a basic Christian attitude. I don't, yes, they're whittling away at that, but I think it's still there. And, of course, the old phrase, America is great because Americans are good, is important. I mean, the next part of that is that when Americans are no longer good, America will no longer be great. Again, going back to the idea that what we can do is, be strong in our faith, but also somewhat realize that we have a responsibility to do what we can to help, rather than just to sit back, like you say, and let it all be taken care of. Yeah.
Sure. Listeners, if you have a question or a comment, just email spingola1@yahoo.com. We cannot take Skype calls. I know some people have been Skyping me, and if I pick up a Skype call, it will knock me off of my RBN call. So you cannot Skype us to ask a question. You actually have to go through spingola1@yahoo.com. So that is why I have not accepted any Skype calls. You can text me via Skype, but you can't call me, okay? So, yes, it's very interesting. And you mentioned that America is good because Americans are good. But if so many Americans are so indoctrinated and so brainwashed into going along with the agenda, and this is, our perceptions mainly are created by the media. And if our media has skewed our perceptions to a point where we think that we are good and exclusive and wonderful based on false premises, then I kind of question how many people are going to believe. Well, a lot of people will not believe what you are saying and will not believe what I am saying. Again, I cannot accept Skype calls. I cannot accept Skype calls. It will knock me off of RBN. So please do not call me via Skype. If you have a question, email it to spingola1@yahoo.com. All righty. Okay, there's a 3-minute delay. Okay.
Well, we've covered a lot of what's in my article. I would encourage people to take a look at it if they have the interest and the time to download it and read it at their leisure. There's about 100 pages here, and as I say, this is the first part of my attempt to answer, is Crestone, Baca, Colorado, the Vatican City of the New World Order? Obviously, the bigger question here is what is the New World religion? What's behind it? Who's behind it? And what are its goals? We've traced it back, I think, a long ways, perhaps all the way to Solomon. We're not sure. Certainly back to the Theosophical Society. We see manifestations of it through history. It does seem to be esoteric, occult, and elite. It does seem to want to destroy Christianity and the other mainstream religions, including Judaism. We're up against something big. Now you add this together with the chemtrails and the geoengineering and the economic forces and the pressures and the propaganda. Yes, this is an enormous assault on civilization, and I think civilization as we know it needs to wake up and realize that. I understand where you're coming from. A llot of people are so propagandized, they would tend to look at you and I as being, kind of over the edge and wouldn't want to look at it, would not want to look at these things because it would make, like they say in Crestone here, it's kind of a relic of the 60s, don't harsh my mellow, man. It's like I want to have a groovy, happy moment here, and please don't upset me with something that might upset me.
Right. Well, as you said yesterday, with regard to denial, the state of denial.
Yeah.
What was it you said? I thought it was very...
Yeah, denial is a river in Egypt, but it's a flood in the U.S. Yeah.
Yes. That's very clever. Very, very clever. I did look up during the break about Princess Diana, and I came up with a site which I've referenced before. It's JewOrNotJew.com. JewOrNotJew.com. And you know, when Kate Middleton married the prince, there was a bunch of comments and rhetoric about her being Jewish. And it points out that there was that same mentality when Diana married Prince Charles. We'll pick it up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, so stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call us today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call today, 888-639-2621.
Welcome back. Our guest has been Dr. Eric Carlstrom. I'm sorry. The websites are naturalclimatechange.us, waterwatchalliance.us, and 911nwo.com. And I was, anyway, looking at this website, Jew or Not Jew, and you can put anybody's name in there to find out, you know, whether they are or not. And of course, I don't know who runs this site, but they say that she is not, that Princess Diana is not Jewish.
Well, of course, there's this phenomenon of the crypto-Jew who has moved into different countries throughout history and taken on the names of the local countries. Supposedly, in my article, I talk about the Rockefellers, who claim to be Baptist, as being Murano Jews coming from Spain and Turkey, ultimately. And then, of course, they would then be doing the bidding or teaming up with the Rothschilds as an agent of the Rothschilds in this country to form their fortune and their influence in this side of the world. I've got a quote here. This is embarrassing. It's on page 26 of my part two. And again, academics should always cite their sources. The source before this quote says The Jews in Modern Capitalism by Werner Sombart. The one after is Henry McCow, The Jewish Conspiracy is British Imperialism. It says, nowhere does the convergence of British and Jewish elites show better than in the marriage of Prince Charles and Lady Diana. Diana's mother is a Rothschild, making the heir to the British crown a Jew. According to Jewish law, the child of a Jewish mother is automatically Jewish. Prince William, no doubt, upon becoming king, will be told of his Jewish ancestry, resulting in frequent visits to Israel, the Yarmouk, and a reaffirmation of his original faith. So much for the future head of the Church of England. Prince William, of course, is positioned to be King of England, and hence many believe the ultimate controller of the entire global secret government, Rothschild octopus, that includes the Committee of 300, MI6, the Round Table, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the CIA, Mossad, the State of Israel, and their myriad corporations, think tanks, intelligence agencies, false business fronts, etc. This is sometimes hard to pin down, takes a little research, and probably, worth investigating that. I don't claim insider knowledge at all. I just, doing what I can to find out what's going on. Could be wrong.
Sure. Interestingly, the Rockefellers in Amsterdam did sell some property to the local synagogue. And so they did have some sort of affiliation there, but, I have not nailed it down any. You know, this was way, way back.
Well, I do talk about that in, I think, part two of my there's a couple of very, very voluminous books written on Jewish lineage in the United States, and I think one or two of them both claim the Rothschilds as Murano Jews from Spain.
The Rockefellers?
Yeah, the Rockefellers, excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see where that would be very viable and credible. And actually, it was a Rockefeller that wrote about communism before Marx did.
Yeah, and by the way, Stephen Rockefeller was co-author of the Earth Charter with Maurice Strong and Mikhail Gorbachev. So there are three of them.
Yes. Very interesting.
So it's a network.
We're out of time. We could go another hour, couldn't we?
Yeah, we could. It's been very interesting, Deanna. Thank you. And I hope people will pick up on this subject. Don't believe what we say. Check it out. And read. Now would be a good time to get educated.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deanna. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend, listeners. Bye-bye. Talk to you on Monday.